This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A second grader who pointed a pencil and made shouting noises in a Suffolk, Virginia elementary school is the latest to be suspended in zero-tolerance gun incidents. Although the teacher wrote on the suspension notice, "I told him to stop, and he did," she nevertheless reported the incident to the next level, and the principal suspended the 7-year-old and his fellow pencil-wielding classmate for 2 days. A school representative said, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made." Despite community outrage at this silly reaction by the school, school administrators continue to defend their actions. The father of the suspended boy is a Marine Corps veteran. He said his son is a good student and never had any discipline problems. His son told him, "Well, I was pretending to be a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy." In other zero-tolerance nonsense, some educators around the country are being scared by plastic Hello Kitty bubble guns, Pop-Tarts bitten into something like the shape of a gun, and toy World War II soldiers on top of cupcakes. Some parents say that zero-tolerance policies enforced without common sense make a mockery of the real issue of school safety. Stripping little boys of their masculine tendency to engage in military play is harmful, not helpful. When school administrators take zero tolerance to these extremes, they become fear-mongering strangers to common sense, rather than responsible adults looking out for the safety of all students. And it's not just boys who are the victims of zero-tolerance silliness. In a California school, an 11-year-old girl was suspended for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism.
How many of these things have we had? Geez, in the last year, my wife and I were talking about, you know, our son's 14 months. And since he's been born, it's been one shooting after the other. And I'm beginning to believe that they set these shootings up, whoever they may be, with all the holes that you can imagine. The lamestream media drops the ball, partially because they're just incompetent, but also because they're fed disinformation. I wonder if this is a matter of creating a bunch of holes in something for the sake of keeping us spinning our wheels round and round. Meanwhile, what we're not talking about is still a very important thing to be looking at. In other words, is this a distraction at the end of the day? Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind that this is contrived, that this is exploited, that there might be crisis actors involved. Who knows? But really, is this what we should be focused on? Is this a part of the big picture? And I think the obvious answer is no, but I could be wrong. We'll cover some of the ins and outs of today's happenings. And, of course, riding shotgun with me is Steve Starrs. Hello, Steve.
Glad to be back with you, Bob. A lot of news. The 60 Minutes had interviews with both Assad and Obama last night. I don't know how many people saw that. And a guy by the name of the CIA agent, Mike Morrell, who was telling us that we have to be prepared now for cyber attacks coming from the Al-Qaeda people who are going to acquire their own retribution on us, Bob, with cyber attacks. If you read between the lines, what he's telegraphing you and me are that we should get ready for all these people to start attacking us on the internet. Now, they wouldn't want to, you know, of course, fight us with bombs. Maybe they would blow up the Statue of Liberty just as a symbol, you know, of their anger, you know, like they did 9/11, you know, something that was a symbol of their anger against us. But the reality, or was it, right? Yeah, we're always told this kind of stuff. But the whole situation is that now we're being told that cyber attacks may be the next thing that they're coming along with. And even former NSA director, you know, Michael Hayden is talking about this kind of stuff as well. So, you know, they're subtly planting the information in people's minds so that those folks who kind of knee-jerk when the news media tells them. Yeah, it tells them, dance, you dead frogs, and they apply the zzzt shock, and they move up and down, you know what I mean? And people just respond as they do when you sink that icy talon of fear in their brain and start to manipulate it. Yeah. That's what's happening. Dianne Feinstein exploits the Navy Yard shooting to renew a call to disarm Mr. and Mrs. America. Well, my gosh. Yeah.
And absolutely again, despicable. And meanwhile, the people see right through this stuff, and the ousting of two politicians in Colorado is quite evident of that. But Steve, I want to pick up on this virtual attack before we get back to the shooting, because I don't want to beat a dead horse with this shooting. You know what? I'm going to pledge today to cover it and not talk about it again. Okay? That's my pledge. You're not going to hear about it again.
there'll be another big headline coming up, you know, so you'll have to eventually. Well, so, you know what I mean?
Maybe, maybe not. But we're not going to talk about the shooting in Washington after today. We're going to cover it. It's news today, and then it's not news anymore. It's just not. And folks, if you want to call up and tell me where I'm wrong and why I should be discussing this and beating a dead horse until it's dead, well, wait, you can't beat a dead horse until it's dead. But you know what I'm saying here, folks. The fact of the matter is, do we really need to get down to the nitty-gritty with this? Is it going to accomplish anything? We know that regardless of if it was contrived, regardless if it's a false flag, regardless if it's filled with holes, that the powers that shouldn't be will exploit it for all it's worth anyways. They're going to do what they do, and that's that. Is that really a headline? No, not in my eyes. Okay, but Steve, what you're getting at here with the Syrian virtual attack is a very important piece of this puzzle here, and I hope it doesn't happen, but it could be a virtual 9/11 that they've been predicting for some time now. And early on with the Syrian conflict, you might recall there was talk of a group of hackers. Forgive me, I forget their exact name, but it was the Syrian Freedom Hackers or something along
those. Al-Nursa connected, Al-Nursa, Al-Qaeda.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So this is something that they've been building up for. And they talked about how the NASDAQ, if you recall, a couple months ago was hacked temporarily. And they blamed it, I think, on these Syrian hackers. And was it the NASDAQ or was it the other exchange? I don't know. A little foggy on the details. But the point remains, Steve, that could very well be the false flag that I've been predicting to usher in the actual conflict here. Now, it's going to be difficult to say, okay, we've been hacked, therefore we need to go to war. That's not the justification that the American people are going to necessarily swallow. They much rather have trauma-based mind control with some sort of attack, some sort of planes flying into buildings, that ring a bell. But the bottom line is, Steve, it could, however, usher in the destruction of our Federal Reserve. And that is what we've been waiting for. Now, you might say, Bob, well, why do they want to get rid of the Federal Reserve? Well, they don't really want to get rid of the system, the idea of fractional reserve banking. No, they want to self-implode and get it so that the people are now complete slaves, because all along they were digging a hole, they were continuing to print, keeping this perpetual debt-based system in motion, and in all actuality, it was a house of cards. And when that house of cards falls, then what are people going to do? Well, that's what I think this is all about. I think this is ultimately about the American people. This is about martial law on our own streets and having the military come here. And the virtual attack from an outside force might usher in the ability for them to do so. Now, maybe I'm stretching here. Maybe I'm going all over the place with this idea, and I hope it's just an idea. Knock on wood, that's the case. But I think, Steve, we might be on to something in looking at the idea of a virtual attack, and specifically in the case of this 60 Minutes interview that you just quoted. What was this guy's name on 60 Minutes again?
I believe his name was Mike Morrell, and he's a former CIA analyst. He was a number two position of continually advising the president. And, of course, you know, his synopsis comes after, you know, we hear from Assad, who's talking about the reasons why the people who are fighting him are not Syrian rebels. They're a paid group of cutthroats. They're death squads, as we've pointed out. They're not people in opposition, even though there are a lot of people, as Assad, you know, said, that we have a lot of people in opposition to our government here. These people are not really Syrians. These people are from the Muslim Brotherhood. They're supported by Saudi Arabia, so many of these other cutthroat organizations who have done this in Tunisia. They have done this in Egypt. They have done this in Libya. And now they're trying to do it in Syria. And Assad's position was, at this point, I have to try to protect the country from this kind of disaster. And he was making that point very, very clear. And he was also doing what he could to defer, even though Charlie Rose, and I don't know how anybody could have come away from watching that interview on 60 Minutes last night, could find how Charlie Rose could at all have been objective and even ingratiated by given an opportunity to talk to a man, regardless of whether you agree with him or not. Charlie Rose sat there with that stupid CBS smirk on his face and was just disgusting. Kept trying to put words in his mouth. The interview was butchered and slaughtered left and right before they went to Obama to put his 2 points in. And Obama's in trouble because most of the people in the world already realize the Syrians didn't mount that last chemical attack on August 21st, nor did they mount the others prior to that, which we've been reporting for a long time, Bob. We've been telling people the Syrian regime of Assad and his government are not using chemical weapons. They have been traced back time and time and time again to the rebels, if you call them rebels, but they're actually death squads. And this whole situation that Obama is using is a blatant lie that the media continues to repeat. Sounds like our music, buddy. I think we're going to be coming back on the Stand Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
800-313-9443 if you want to jump on and give us your take on the day's happenings and the big picture, of course, in mind. 800-313-9443. I'd love to hear from people in the Washington, D.C. greater area and hear about their firsthand take on the lockdown that occurred. It's no surprise, Steve, that we witnessed something like we did in Washington when we saw what they did in Boston, and we've seen how the police state goes in action when something like this occurs. And what better of a place to do so than Washington, D.C., the district of real criminals. The bottom line is, Steve, Washington, D.C. is a place where guns are outlawed. That's right. Guns, for the most part, are outlawed. And you would think that in a place where guns are outlawed, you wouldn't see a mass shooting like this. Well, wait a second, Bob. Wait a second. If people had guns and they were the good guys with the guns, they would have capped this guy before he knew what was coming, before he could kill another person. And that's another point to take from this, is perhaps a greater look at the gun legislation dialectic. In Washington, D.C., the District of Criminals, if people have guns, and not the criminals with the guns, not the Secret Service and the other folks, if everyday people working at this office building had guns, and this is supposed to be a military building for crying out loud, they had guns, this would have been stopped, period. And we wouldn't need a police state, a nanny state, to come and lock it down and create havoc in their own right. Steve?
Yeah, well, that's absolutely right. I mean, let's look at Virginia Tech. That was a gun-free zone, a gun-free killing zone. Okay, let's talk about what happened in the Aurora Cinema with James Holmes. He's wearing a flak jacket and all this other stuff. There's nobody that has a gun there. It's a gun-free zone, thanks to the city officials of Aurora. And, of course, that night, it was a cop-free zone, too, when Aurora Police Chief Dan Oates didn't have one cop, one off-duty cop, at a theater that almost always has them for a rambunctious premiere of a Batman movie at midnight. Dan Oates, you might remember, was the head of NYPD intelligence until days up before 9/11 in 2001.
I thought he was one of the singers in Paul and Oates.
Oh, Paul and Oates. No, he's whatever it is. It's not. He's full of oats. He's Dan Oates. Dan Oates, the police chief of Aurora, of course. And of course, yeah, you might have seen the news story that he lost all that DNA for the rape cases somehow, like 23 different rape cases.
Oops.
I don't remember exactly how many it was, but oops, yeah. I mean, so the point is simply this, getting back to the gun-free zones. Then we had the Sikh temple. I mean, everybody in the Sikh, you know, religion carries a gun underneath their turban, don't they, Bob? I mean, come on.
I don't think that's the case, Steve. The Sikh religion is notoriously pro-peace and anti-gun.
Right. And so they had video surveillance cameras that were there and then taken down. They said there were at least four gunmen there, and one of them ended up dead, of course. And then we had Sandy Hook. Every one of the kids brings a strap on 45 around their ankle.
So Atlanta was neutralized, and there was no wait. That's not what happened there, Steve. We're confusing this for an ideal situation. It's not what happened, Steve.
Yeah, these are what we're saying, ladies and gentlemen. You get the cynicism. It's not meant as black humor, but it is meant as a very serious recollection of the fact that these gun-free zones are killing fields. Is what they are. And Dianne Feinstein thinks we should all have not have guns anywhere. I mean, that we'll all be safe as long as she has them, like she carries.
Well,
and
certain types of guns, right? Because this is a part of the slippery slope incrementalism involved here. And at the end of the day, if we go after assault rifles, you know, we instantly saw people coming out. I was watching, I don't have a TV, I haven't had a TV in years, but the news headlines caught my attention. And, well, I guess on some of these news sites now, they have live coverage of events like this. It's kind of like live Super Bowl coverage.
Live shock treatment is what it is.
It is. And they flash the same pictures again and again, and they reiterate the same information, and they use the same buzzwords, active shooter, lone gunman, multiple shooters, but. You can read this stuff like a book, ladies and gentlemen. It's pathetic. absolutely pathetic. And as I'm watching this, the first eyewitness that they interview says, yeah, he had an assault rifle. An assault rifle is what the schmuck said. And, you know, he could be a willful idiot, he could be an actor, I don't know. But it's funny how that was such an emphasis right from the get-go, because that's what they want to do. They want to shape this as an assault rifle issue and then continue to work their way for the big picture here, which is always on their mind. By the way, this is the same old, folks. This is not news. It's not news. I really hesitated to even talk about it at all, and I could be wrong. We'll take your calls at 800-313-9443, but that's my take on it. What's yours? Feel free to join us, 800-313-9443. We're going to talk about Assad and Barry Sotero's little discussion on 60 Minutes in just a little bit. Well, let's go to the phone lines and talk with Chris first. Hello, Chris.
Hello there, Bob Tuscan.
Hello there, Chris Tuscan.
Well, you know, there's some things about the district.
Actually, he's not related. I was joking, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, Chris. Sorry.
There's some things about the District of Criminals that most people don't realize. And that is in fact, like a diplomatic consulate or a private foreign nation within the country that is owned by private foreign interests of the bar in London and the Vatican.
Right.
And it's not part of America. It is specifically without America. That's why the jurisdictional operations there are significantly different than most people perceive.
Mm-hmm.
In fact,
I've heard that.
Rod Class has a case going right now before the D.C. courts. He had gone there to secure his private attorney general credentials and had taken his firearm in his automobile secured inside and was ferreted out by some sort of detection methodology where they brought a complaint and claimed he was carrying a concealed weapon. Well, security is decidedly different, and Rod is a very, very self-educated, intellectually in law sort of guy, kind of like myself, and he is teaching him a few things that they didn't know before, and it looks like he's got him on the run. But the whole facade today, I mean, I looked at this, I'm a former multi-jurisdictional law enforcement officer, so I look at it pretty introspectively and critically, viewing and watching, and I really had, when I first turned it on, I had suspicions, but as I watched it, I thought that, well, it seems to be very real. But I heard and watched reports that went on. They reported they had a fellow in a khaki, T-Dedga-type uniform with a pistol of some sort. They claimed there was another individual in green fatigues, a black male with a long rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that this particular individual, the alleged shooter, of course, they came up with a different name first before they came up with the name of Alexis afterwards, was found to have a shotgun and a handgun, which, you know, I guess some people might misperceive a shotgun to be a long rifle, but they wouldn't be very experienced or professional in their
operation. All right, Chris, hold on a second, all right, because I'll let you finish on the other side. It sounds like you're getting at something here. And with your background and experience, I'd love to hear. We'll continue to take phone calls on this and so much more. 800-313-9443. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4th, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
Okay. So, show 800-313-9443 is the troll-free number to join us. That's 800-313-9443. Chris, thank you for waiting. I wanted to let you bottom line it for us and finish your point. Go ahead, sir. The floor is yours.
Well, I would really observe that the body count being coincidentally exactly the precise same as it was in Nadal Hussein Fort Hood shooting seemed highly coincidental, but if these were in fact crisis event simulator actors merely putting on a play or a kabuki theater, communist show trial presentation, they were a better group than we saw in Sandy Hook or Aurora or Tucson.
Well, yeah, and I agree with you on that, Chris. I'm not sure that the crisis actor theory and with these events totally jives with me. I think that there's possible plants and possible individuals who are not genuine But I don't know that these events are necessarily completely contrived. In other words, I'm sure people die. I'm sure there are shooters involved here. I just think some of the witnesses are a little fishy, and some of the people behind the scenes and in front of the camera are a bit fishy. So I agree with you on that. I don't think that this is necessarily a complete fiction, and I hesitate to think that for a lot of different things. You know, I saw a clip, for instance, of two individuals who were being interviewed, a black man and a white guy. Forgive me, I don't remember their titles or whoever they were. But the idea is that these guys were on camera and they didn't realize that they were live on the news. So they were laughing and joking. And then they realized they were live and they sort of changed their voice and their whole demeanor. And what happened was the guy was interviewing one of the guys who was a witness of it, and he said it was very traumatic. I witnessed this, and people are already on the web showing this video clip as proof that these are crisis actors. And I'm sorry, I just don't necessarily buy that. I wouldn't doubt it. I'm not saying that it's definitely not the case. But just because somebody's laughing before they think they're on camera and then change their demeanor when they're on camera does not necessarily mean that they're completely disingenuous.
Well, my original inclinations and perceptions were that perhaps there may have been a real event that precipitated it, but then perhaps it was converted for the political purposes and agendas of this administration like they've done several times in the past. But I don't have a real good grip on whether it was real or a converted event, but they have repetitively conducted the same types of false flag agents provocateur type operations to try to sway the opinions or divert the attention. And it is suggested that there was a Benghazi Citizens Commission conference today that they may have been trying to pull the attention away from to obfuscate what was going on and to divert attention. So that's my two cents worth.
Wow. All right, well, thank you for the call, Chris. I hear you. That might be the case. Steve?
I think it was great two cents from Chris there, because he's been in law enforcement. He's seen these kinds of things before. And I agree with you, Bob. I do believe in crisis actors, but I also believe in real victims. And I think they mix it up a little bit. You know, they're walking contradiction, partly truth and partly fiction. And they do want to get the certain emphasis out here. And, of course, when you consider that Obama is still scathing from his attempt to start World War III last week that didn't come across very well, and that interview on 60 Minutes, last night, which didn't get a lot of coverage at all, concerning Assad, president of Syria, and Obama talking about this whole situation, that really didn't wash very well with him. And then add to that Benghazi, the Benghazi hearings. These things are, as you say, Bob, they're a distraction. That's what I think they are. And evidently, I mean, in this situation, the way this story unfolded, we have another series of events that have all kinds of mixed up facts. We have what was considered an AR-15, then some people say it was a long rifle like an M-14, and then we have different handguns and shotguns. Where have we heard all of this before? Sandy Hook, the story has changed, the numbers of fatalities have changed, the numbers of shooters have changed. There were first three or four, and then down to three, and then down to two, and now just one dead one, and another guy who's supposed to be wounded. Whatever happened to the guys that they rounded up in the forest in Sandy Hook? We never heard anything more about that. So, I mean, to me, there probably are real victims in this. I think I agree with you there. And the rest of it could be built around all that. We just have no idea. And it's just it's hard for me to believe that the news media cannot get the story straight on these things as they happen. That's part of the confusing tactic. But that's my two cents.
I agree. Let's go back to the phone lines and talk with Dan. Hey, Dan, how's it going, man?
Yo, what up, Bob? How you doing, man?
Same stuff, different day. We see right through this, don't we?
Cool, yeah, dog. I mean, you're locked on. I mean, the conversation is carried on throughout the day on the different alternative media sites, kind of eventually coalesce and kind of come to your voice here at night. You know, you're right on point, I think, with your analysis of everything that's happening. To be honest with you, you got a cat that was in the Army for a while, fascinated with guns. You know what? He flipped out. and, you know, went on a little spree. And then, you know, New World Order Death Squad gets called in and then, you know, stomps it out. You know, you sprinkle some money on it. You know, that's America.
Heck yeah, that's about right. I'm not sure that this is just a case of a guy who went gun crazy. I'll reserve judgment still, Dan. I don't know enough about this individual. I haven't even seen his name. I to be honest, because I don't have a TV and because I really could care less.
That's like a porn star, dog.
What is it?
Cat's last name is Alexis. That's like a Alexis. Porn star name.
I don't know about that, but I just see right... I feel like, Steve, the fact that we're focused on all these little ins and outs of this, that we're going to then learn everything we know about this guy, he'll become a celebrity, just like Adam Lanza, just like all these other guys. I think that in itself is the problem here. And when I say it's a distraction, it's not only a distraction for the masses out there that are watching Dancing with the Stars. It's not just a distraction for them. It's also a distraction for us, because here we go dissecting this, looking at the various elements of this, discussing the overall dialectic, and in all actuality, we should be getting ready, we should be getting prepared, we should be doing something other than wasting our breath on exactly what we're wasting our breath on right here, right now. Maybe I'm a hypocrite, I don't know. Dan, thanks for the call, brother. Always great to hear from you. Steve?
Well, there's always been some questions also as the way this story is filed together. I see one of these posts from U.S. Navy at U.S. Navy. It says, breaking at U.S. Navy confirms three shots fired at 8:20 a.m. at headquarters building 197. More to follow. The post is posted at 6:47 a.m. Wait a minute.
Yeah, but Steve, again, I think they make those holes for the sake of giving us ammunition, no pun intended.
Well, I mean, I
they have to. They can't be that sloppy with this. There's no way in hell it's a matter of just them being sloppy. So, you know, I don't know, 800-313-9443, give me your take on this. Do you think I'm missing the beat here? Because I'd love to hear what you think, and I'd love to go beyond this. I'd love to see if you agree with me on my take on this. If you do, please join us. Or if you don't, please join us, 800-313-9443. Steve, we'll talk a little bit more about this, I'm sure, throughout the show tonight. And it's not that I don't want to talk about it. It's not that I'm avoiding it. You know, we've talked about it now for 42 minutes practically. I just don't know if it's fruitful. I just don't know if it's worth our effort. Could be wrong.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, it is a distraction. It definitely is a distraction because Obama is in such trouble and he needs these things. And the key thing that keep looking at is that these false flags are going to keep mounting, friends. We've had a lot of them. The Roar shooting, Gabby Giffords, Sikh Temple, Sandy Hook, Boston Marathon, and now this. And every one of them stinks to high, you know what I mean.
Are you giving it the stamp of a false flag? Are you gonna go out on the airwaves and on the Bob Tuscan show and say this is definitively a false flag, Steve?
I think I'm going to go ahead and say that it's a manipulated event, regardless of how it took place. I think it was conveniently used. I mean, they had all of D.C. locked down. They had schools under lockdown. The White House was supposed to be under secret, pretty much a lockdown security situation. Reagan International was shut down, or they had momentary stalls and delays and, you know, situations there. I mean, they created a Washington, D.C. lockdown for a little while today, Bob.
And then on top of that, Steve, I don't know if you heard, but a couple hours ago, there was an incident at the White House, and there was gunshots, supposedly, in front of the White House. When I come back, I'll tell you about what happened there. Don't go anywhere.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food. in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at campingsurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
There were gunshots reported at the White House fence. And although the sounds outside the Northwest Gate were initially described as sounding like gunshots, a U.S. Secret Service official said it was fireworks and no gun was found. The Secret Service arrested a shoeless man. I don't know if that matters, but he was shoeless, for tossing firecrackers over a fence at the White House Monday night, just hours after at least one suspect, as this faux news report says, killed 12 people before he died following a shootout with the police. Three uniformed Secret Service officers arrested the middle-aged man who had dark hair and wore a blue shirt and white shorts. I'm so glad they described his clothing that he was wearing. That was really important. His white shoes lay on the ground near where an officer tackled him. Okay, did he get his shoes back? He won't be needing those in jail. So they wanted to get the fear going, so they reported on this case. Who knows if that was contrived? It wouldn't surprise me. And Steve, we were discussing here off the air about the timestamp on these posts from the Navy and their facilities there. And it could be that, and this is why we have to take everything, you know, very seriously here and not just jump to conclusions. It could be that the timestamp was a matter of looking at it from the West Coast. And that's why it appeared to be several hours earlier than it could possibly have been. These are things we need to keep in consideration, because when we go out on a limb and we say, hey, they faked this, look at the timestamp here, and then the lamestream media comes out later and says the conspiracy theorists are out, then they have some ammunition to try to debunk us, or supposedly debunk us. That's why we got to be very, very careful here with these statements that we make.
Yeah, we do, because I don't know what Twitter time zones are. The posting here is at 6:51 a.m., 16th of September.
I think it has to do with where you're looking at it from. So if you're in Guam, then it would say 6:50, or then it would say whatever time it is in Guam that this happened. Okay, so if they posted at 8 o'clock on the East Coast and you're on the West Coast, it will say 8 o'clock for me that it was posted, and it will say 5 o'clock for you as to when it was posted. I could be wrong. Maybe a caller wants to call up. I'm not really hip with the Twitter stuff, Steve. I know you're not either. 800-313-9443. But that's what I think might be the case. Mr. Producer, do you know one way or another? Is that how it works? It is how it works. Mr. Producer is very hip. He knows his stuff. So, Steve, that could be what happened there.
It very well could be. But we still have a lot of contradictions about the AR-15 or M-14 long rifle. We're not sure what he used. The identification of this fellow. What about the other shooters? There wasn't really any more information. They're not looking for them anymore, apparently. It's like John Doe number 2, of course, which disappeared. And remember, Janet Reno had an all-out search for John Doe number 2. On the day of the Oklahoma City bombing, but then he just sort of disappeared from the story. They didn't care about him anymore. Just like George Bush said about Osama bin Laden, we don't really care about him anymore. You know,
Timothy McVeigh had multiple personalities.
Yes, right. So, I mean, all of this strikes me as being very, very contrived in one way or another. And I think, as you said, again, Bob, it's a distraction. The Benghazi hearings were taking place today. There's still a lot of trouble left over from last week. And all the trouble that Obama tried to start, but we stopped him because the people just said 90%, no, 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 we're not having another war there. And he's still going out to try and agitate this thing. He's convinced that Assad has to be punished for using weapons that probably emanated, I'm very certain, as a matter of fact, they did emanate from the rebels or the death squads and not the Assad regime. They had no purpose in using those things. So, I mean, this is a situation that's going to keep getting worse for friends. The problem is, Bob, and as you said, it's just like a Lay's potato chip. You say, well, we'll only cover this story once. Well, I wish it were the case, or I wish we could get on to the more important things and actually identify exactly what we need to be talking about. But we don't have a big enough audience. Thank God we have some great people out there listening and some experts, too. But the point is simply that we don't have enough audience to change this, and the mainstream media will follow this for a little while. We have to direct them back to the problems of things that Obama is using this to distract us from. And that's what we're going to continue to do, and we're going to continue to expose this if we have to in the meantime.
Steve, I want to shift gears in a little bit here and talk a little bit more about the Syrian situation. And, you know, I'd like to not talk about either of these situations. I don't know. I get bored, for lack of a better term, with going over the same old. How many different places have you heard about this? And how many different ways can you slice a cheesecake? Is that the saying?
Yeah, it really is. Well, cut a pie or, skillet
I
fish.
I use
or
cheesecake because I like cheesecake sometimes, as long as it's organic.
Yeah, all of those could be pertinent, you know.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Fukushima continues to get out of hand.
Right, and that's something we've covered continually. It's even more worse now. Why is that, Bob? Explain.
Well, it's because of a number of different factors. The main one is the stream underneath the facility that is leaking all of the nuclear waste into the ocean. We reported that 300 tons of radioactive materials are being flooded into the ocean. And on top of that, the algae in the oceans are completely threatened. If the algae goes, then much of our world's oxygen supply will be greatly depreciated, and that could be life-threatening to life as we know it on the planet. So let's not talk about that. Let's go over the ins and outs of what's happening with the shooting. And then on top of that, and I haven't heard any updates, but on top of that, last time I checked, there was a tsunami headed right for Fukushima. A tsunami.
No, a typhoon?
Right for Fukushima.
Another tsunami or a typhoon, you mean? A storm?
A typhoon.
Yeah, as we understand, there is a typhoon headed in that direction. This could really agitate things pretty seriously there. We need to be looking at this reactor 4. You've had Rad Chick on the show, Christine Consuelo. That's her name, I think?
Christina Consuelo, yeah.
Yeah, excellent authority on this. You've had some great guests on the show, Bob. And, you know, I just ramble on a little bit about the daily news, but, Bob, you've been getting some great guests coming on, and I just encourage people to get people to tune into this show. We are talking about things that even sometimes the alternative media won't go to because there's a lot of showbiz, you know, and a lot of advertising and a lot of personalities. And, I'm not putting all that down because they're getting information out, but the fact is I think you're doing a great job of getting in-depth interviews on some of these things that aren't being seen even by the alternative media that are just as pertinent as any of these big stories that we've been following as well. So, yeah. This is a very serious situation. Of course, you know, last night, there hadn't been much talk about Assad squaring off with Obama on 60 Minutes. And then this Mike Morrell fella comes on, you know, former CIA expert, and tells us, well, you see, we don't want Assad to take over because then, you know, there would be, it would send the wrong message to the world. And at the same time, we don't want the rebels to take over because there's elements of al-Qaeda and they could get out of control and have another problem like Afghanistan or Tunisia or Egypt or Libya, you know, or Iraq, if you like. And so what we got to do is keep the war kind of going on right now in order to stabilize the situation. That was really what this man said, okay, the CIA expert. But then he talks about cyber attacks. He's saying that if there is some form of retribution coming from the Shiite regimeist, terrorist Hezbollah people that we don't like, not the bloody criminals we support, like, you know, the Sunni Saudi Arabian death squads that we've been, you know, the Muslim Brotherhood created by MI6 years ago. Not those guys. Those are the good guys, the good freedom fighters, right? The Mujahideen or the Al-Qaeda or the freedom fighters or the rebels or whatever we keep calling them every time we change their name and definition. Same guys, same thugs. But the point is, he's getting back this idea that if our enemies decide to attack us, Bob, and he's telegraphing, you know, from the CIA, it'll probably be a cyber attack. A cyber attack is probably what they're going to pull off. You know, it's just like the lone gunman, you know, they predicted the 9/11 thing, you know, months before. We've seen this, you know, Manchurian candidate was Sirhan Sirhan. You know, I mean, it's not like any of these scenarios are hidden in some dark corner and these guys are so original and they come up with something new. I mean, it's like he's telegraphing us to get ready for some sort of a terrorist cyber attack. And that's what's next. And this is
sure.
The CIA.
But, Steve, let's not talk about that. Next hour, we're going to do back-to-back coverage, Dancing with the Stars, kicking off its 17th season. That's right, Dancing with the Stars is back. And when we come back, we will do nothing but talk Dancing with the Stars. All of the aforementioned topics are not important. Dancing with the Stars coverage on the Bob Tuscan Show to come in just moments.